This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show a couple weeks ago. Back in November, we're talking about Applied Biosciences Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol APPB. And with us today is the CEO of the company, Mr. Dr. Raymond Urbanski. Dr. Urbanski, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be back.
You know, for my new listeners, just give them a little bit of about statement and backstory of yourself and the company, and then we'll get into the Q&A.
Sure, absolutely. So me and myself, I've been involved in sort of the pharmaceutical drug development industry for probably 25 years, spending most of my time as the chief medical officer of one of the business units at Pfizer, and then subsequently moved on to MannKind and Mylan. And I've been very actively involved with the endocannabinoid space since my time in practice in Philadelphia. And so when this opportunity came to me to help run and guide an endocannabinoid company going forward, I jumped at the opportunity. So, you know, Applied Biosciences is a composite right now of three different entities. We have an Applied Products Division, which is our consumer-facing CBD division, and we have our analytical testing group, which is called Trace Analytics. And then we have the Applied Biopharma part of the company, which is really where we're going to be focusing most of our time and attention going forward.
You know, recently, not to give a dig on your company, but recently your stock price has been somewhat declining. And I just want to know if you might be able to comment on the reasons why.
Yeah, it's just one of the many frustrations I deal with from day to day. But I'm sure as your audience knows, you know, being what is essentially a biotech startup, on the OTC market has its challenges, you know, and you know, one of these is your stock price does not necessarily correlate with the positive corporate developments that you may actually be engaged in and delivering. Now, this could be due to multiple reasons, and one could be basically maybe your current investor base, you know, of an OTC company may be more transactional investors, you know, especially if they have a low cost basis versus some long-term investors. And obviously what we're trying to do is to change our investor pool to be more of these somewhat long investors that are understanding that it's going to take me 12 to 18 months, not 12 to 18 days, to sort of make things happen. And so these transactional investors can pull the stock price down of an early stage OTC biotech company, despite the fact the company has sound fundamentals and some positive corporate development. And that certainly seems to be the case with Applied Biosciences. We have pulled together a very good strategy for the company going forward. And we firmly believe that we have this company on the right track and that 2020 is going to be a fairly transformative year for us.
Not only you pulled the company together, I believe, but, you know, you brought some great new team members on the last 3 months. You want to give a little bit of a shout out to some of your new team members on the scientific side?
Yes, yeah, certainly. So, you know, Dr. Jude's Corner at Columbia University has come on as an SAB member, as has Dr. Patty Riggio of the University of North Carolina. You know, Judy and Patty bring very different skill sets to the company, and that's what we're looking for. Judy is very clinically oriented. She is probably going to be the principal investigator for our first in human phase one study that is going to happen, you know, sometime in 2020. Patty is much more basic science focused, looking at the G protein coupled receptors, of which are actively involved in the endocannabinoid system. And Patty's going to help us sort of look at different moieties that we may be able to engineer that will target different receptor types and have different clinical impacts.
What do you think are going to be some of the key milestones here coming near term that you're looking at?
And this is where, and this gets back to the first question you asked me about the stock price and my frustration with that. But and so this is why I think 2020 is really going to change. what we look at, you know, both from a stock price liquidity and our fundamentals are just going to get better. We're looking at probably over the next 12 to 18 months to having two or three INDs open. And for your audience, that means that I'll be able to study these drugs in patients. And actually having a phase one study, and a phase one is the first study that we do when we study drugs in patients, which I think is going to be amazing. You know, from our very near-term milestones, we've already signed a licensing agreement with the University of Tennessee. This brings into the company two very promising preclinical assets,
right,
as well as an entire drug discovery platform. And this platform will allow us to look at additional drugs that we could pull into our portfolio. It also gives us the opportunity to have these two INDs, get two INDs open within the next 12 to 18 months. Second, we also have another licensing deal that we're about to sign with a well-recognized U.S.-based research institution. And like the University of Tennessee deal, this one brings in two or three additional preclinical assets, as well as drug discovery and drug development capabilities. So it's going to complement what we have in the company quite nicely. And then lastly, we also have a ready-to-sign deal with an international organization for an asset that already has an IND open. And again, for your audience, that means that the FDA has agreed and allowed me to study this particular asset in patients. And we're looking at starting that clinical program within the next 6 to 12 months. So when you look, and all of these assets, by the way, are targeting disease states that have very large markets and very significant unmet medical needs. So we're looking at in 2020, over the next, you know, 6 to 18 months, we could have two or three INDs open in a phase one study and therefore generating clinical data within 2020. And that is why I said 2020 and outward are really going to be transformative years for us.
Any updates on Trace Analytica and Applied Products?
So Trace is we've papered the deal. So this looks like it's going to close probably sometime in January or February. Again, we're looking at Trace bringing in about $2 to $2.5 million of non-dilutive capital into the company, which obviously for those of your listeners who are aware, obviously bringing in non-dilutive capital to a startup such as ourselves is incredibly helpful, not only to the company, but to the current investor pool. And then when it comes to Applied Products, which is our consumer-facing CBD division, you know, we discussed it at the board numerous times. We feel that this would involve another input of resources and capital, which we sort of don't have. We really want to focus on the biopharmaceutical side of our company. And so we're looking at strategic options right now for Applied Products. And that could be a spinoff, it could be a sale, it could be multiple things. But we're working through that right now. So pretty much in 2020, by the end of 2020, Applied Biosciences is probably more likely going to look like just a straight up biotechnology company.
I see that. Ray, before I let you go, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to illustrate to my listeners?
No, as I've been saying, and every time I have the opportunity to speak to your audiences, you know, I think Applied Biosciences is going through its changes. I think we got the company on the right track. I think our outlook going forward is incredibly positive. We could leapfrog into the top one or two biotechnology companies that are dealing in the endocannabinoid space fairly quickly. So I think the company's outlook is fairly bright. And I think we're going to push on through to some really promising things next year.
Dr. Urbanski has been my guest today. He is the CEO and director of Applied Biosciences Corp. Look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB, ticker symbol APPB. Ray, thank you so much for stopping by, coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. I wish you nothing but the best. Also, I'm wishing you happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you, and same to you.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.